help you fix anything in, out, and about, and around your house. And we've had Blair on the phone off and on here for about an hour. Called originally with a kitchen faucet that didn't have any water pressure. He'd turn it on and it would just barely dribble out. So we've been taking him through step by step what we think might fix the problem for him. I think he's got the faucet put back together. Let's bring Blair back into the conversation and see what our status is. Okay, Blair, where are we?
Yes, good morning. Well, as advertised, I took several more showers this morning. And after that, I discovered the water flow is much stronger than it was.
Yes.
And I think I will have to have it pass the wife test after she gets up. She works at night, and so she's sleeping. So
okay.
Basically, there's stronger flow, and I will say, hey, look, is this okay? And if you say yes, then I'm good to go.
Well, at the very least, we bought you some time,
there
right?
There you go.
Okay. Listen, now, Blair, the critical thing, Blair's kitchen faucet is the type that you turn on, and you can grab the head of the faucet and pull it out. It's on a hose, and you can spray the bottom of the sink or fill up a big pot or whatever it is. Blair, where you reattach that head to the hose, that little nut that's back there,
yeah,
that nut is notorious for working loose, and you won't know the faucet's leaking until everything underneath the sink is completely saturated and you've got mold growing under there. So make sure every once in a while when you pull that thing out, you just reach back there with your spare hand and tighten that and make sure it stays nice and snug, okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing you might be able to do, the aerator is built into that system. We have backwashed it to the point where we've restored a good amount of your water pressure. The other thing you might want to do is overnight, now just take that and soak it in a bucket of water and shake it upside down and see if you can't finish backwashing it like that. A little more air pressure, a little more water pressure, and a little more soaking. We may have this thing working like brand new.
So just soak it in water, not vinegar?
Yeah, just soak it in water, because I don't think you're fighting calcium buildup. Calcium buildup shows up as an ugly residue. Very seldom does it build up to the point where it restricts your water flow.
Yeah, I understand. So soak in a bucket of water overnight?
Yep. And then when you take it out, tap it upside down and see if you don't get a bunch of sand falling out the back.
Wonderful. We'll do.
All right, Blair, we consumed an hour of your Saturday, but so far we've saved you the expense of buying a new faucet.
There you have.
Yeah. All right, Blair. Thanks a million for calling. All right, so we know if we stay at Romy's house, we got to do our own laundry.
Yes.
Rancho de Romero. Huh?
Yeah, you're welcome to use it. But what if you are the guest? We should put an article on
should
etiquette
be rules
of
for
being
that?
The guest.
Yeah, what would you do?
If you're going to sit around
and just watch your host cook for you, clean for you,
right? Make sure they know this ahead of time, so the expectation is set. If you're there to just mentally check out and be waited on, make sure your guest knows that. Otherwise, get up, help out. You know, there's a lot of natural observation that you can should trigger some kind of natural courtesy to set the table, get dishes out, clean the dishes, sweep the floor, run to the store and pick up eggs and milk if you're out.
Okay,
be a good guest and you will be invited back.
Do those rules apply to the office? Because I'm pretty sure I put away somebody's cups every single week, about four of them. I don't know who it is.
What do you call that? Roommate rules, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. Well, now we know what the standard is. It's all been set right here at Rosie on the House. All right. So that's wrapping up hour number three. We've got a great hour coming up for y'all. It's going to be the Bellegarde Hour of Home Innovation. And we're bringing in Nathan Angel from Bellegarde Pavers and Ken Peterson, Vice President, Sales and Marketing for Shea Homes. And I tell you what, I just met Ken for the first time this past week, but we met and we got to talking. I said, Ken, is there any chance you'd come in and be on the air Saturday? I mean, this guy is like a walking encyclopedia of what housing will be, what it is, the demographics of how you make decisions. You know, we've got the baby boomers. You got a bill for them, right? Then you've got the millennials. Then you got the Generation X's and the Generation Y's. And there's a Generation Z. X, Y, Z.
Okay.
What's the next generation after the Z generation? So if we don't even know what generation it is, how can we decide what it is they're going to want and desire and will be willing to pay for?
I guess we have to start making that up.
We'll be probing the depths of those mysteries in the next hour right here at Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to make it a fun hour.